Una kata, sinun ei kata, solo kosa katiena kata. Speak forth, Father. Speak forth the word you have us. This is March 18th at what time, honey?
7:34.
7:34 p.m.
Mountain time.
And I guess, tomorrow, right? It's supposed to be how long Saddam has.
Yeah.
Solo kosa katiena kata. But only yesterday, Father said I'll delay had ended. Solo kosa kotoma yena kata, sarang yena kata. Solo ko yena kata. So I started entering in the praise and worship. Solo ko yena kata, sarang yena kata. And just singing songs of praise to him. Solo yena kata. Although the news is full of frightful things. Solo kotoma yena kata. Sarang yena kotoma yena kata. Sarang yena kata. Solo ko yena kata. Solo yena kata. Are you taping that? Sayana na kosa ko to mai na kahira kata slo ko slo ko to mai na kata ara na na kata so so lo kiri na kata so Daddy God Yahweh, we just ask in the name of Yeshua. I know that I've been in labor with that new word, Father God, for some time. I know, Father God Yahweh, tonight, Father God, you said it is a woman knows when she is about ready to give birth, Father. I know that word, Prophecy 71, is about ready to come forth. Your people long for that word. So I ask, Heavenly Father God Yahweh, in the name of Yahshua, Father God, to speak forth this word. If it be thy timing for this birth of this new word to come forth, then we cover it ahead of time for shed blood of Yahshua. Rebuke and I bind the spirit of fear away from me in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Rebuke and bind you, Satan, in the spirit of fear, anything that would hinder this word from coming forth. We rebuke and we bind any and all lying, deceiving spirits away from me in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Only the word of Yahweh will come forth in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. When it is your time to give birth to this new word. So if it's time to give birth to it, then I ask right now, in the name of Yahshua, would you please speak it forth? For your glory, Yahweh. Thank you for the honor of being used as your spokesperson once again. Father God Yahweh, you're telling us to move, Father God, and yet, Father God Yahweh, we just ask in the name of Yahshua, where do you want us to go? Father God Yahweh, we just found out tonight, Father God, the parts have already been shipped as of today, and so before the end of this week, they will be here. Thank you and praise you, Daddy God Yahweh, for this, but we thank you and we praise you that we will have the money to be able to pay for this, Father, when it gets here. But right now the finances are falling short. We're told to move, Daddy God Yahweh. Yet we don't know where to move. So Daddy God Yahweh, we just ask for wisdom. For nearly 6 months now, Father, where we are living, from the first night that we moved in, you told us that we were going to be out before war starts, but tomorrow, Father God, even tonight, Father God, war could come to America. So we cry out, Abba, Father. Please, Daddy God, Yahweh. If you would please honor us, Abba, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, and speak forth a word this night. Lead and guide and anoint my beloved husband to know where to take his family, just as you did with Joseph, for all of our partners in this ministry, Father. Thank you and praise you for leading and guiding them, and they'll not be in harm's way. They will hear your voice clearly. Thank you and praise you, Father God Yahweh, for what I have written has got the anointing. We ask in the name of Yahshua, and the people will raise up, and they will support this ministry that speaks forth your word, and calls them to repentance and to holiness. And obedience,
Thank you, Father God Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua, Father. For a woman named Deborah, that is now put 5 times nearly in a row, Father God, on her credit card. A woman who is not wealthy in this world's eyes, where she doesn't even have a husband to stand by her side. But she has you, Yahweh, on Yeshua. So, Daddy God Yahweh, if it be thy will you speak forth a message? Will you give birth to this prophetic word that is locked up like fire in my bones in the name of Yeshua? Will you comfort your baby's bride, chosen ones and elect? For I can feel it all over the world, Father God. They are waiting in anticipation for prophecy 71. Forgive me when I think it's a relief, Father. For such persecution comes with every word. It's like a woman when she's given birth. And she welcomes the baby, but she dreads the pain. I'm ready, Father God, to give birth to that word that you've been giving me bits and pieces like labor pains. Today, Daddy God Yahweh, as we were praying under the anointing, anointing so strong we could barely take our hands from each other as they were clasped, you gave my beloved husband a vision. As I was praying for protection against all the things that are to come, the biological warfare, the chemical warfare, the weapons of warfare, not only for us, but for all of our partners and all of our brothers and sisters around the world. And you gave him a vision, and my beloved husband said he saw us walking through this, through an area that had biological or chemical warfare, and it was not touching us, and people were amazed, and they started following us, for they knew that truly, Yahweh, you were with us and protecting us. Father God, Yahweh, I ask in the name of Yeshua now, Father God, that all of our bodies will be changed and DNA will be changed, that our bodies will be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. To give us those glorified bodies that we won't even have to die. That your bride will be in her garments, spotless and white. And that we will be counted worthy to be called your bride. You know all of those, the desire you, that do their best to obey you and walk holy before you, who do not only just drink of the milk of the word, but they chomp on the meat of the word. Oh, Daddy God Yahweh, those of us who travail in pain as we see what is about to happen, I just want to pound my fist into a wall. I want to scream. I want to yell. I want to cry. What good does it do to prophesy? What good does it do to warn? How few listen. How few care. And the evil ones still go on with their agenda. Even when they know this is a war to end all wars. to ma ina kata sina katanda so locos locoto mara na mana na katina katanda ina kata. Truly we are a Jonah in the midst of a Nineveh, but the Nineveh will not bow their knee and will not repent. So locos locotivi ina kata. So what good does it do to tell your prophet to speak forth and warn? So locos locotina katanda. Pasarana ina kata. For it's all been in vain. So loco ina kata ina katanda. Except for the few who listen. So locos locotina katanda. The rest mock. So locos locotina ina katanda. Or they shrug their shoulders and they don't care. So locos locotina ina kata. Pasarana manana harana manana harana manana ina na katino ina kata. So locos locotoma harana manana na karana manana katino ina kata. So locos locotoma harana 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 harana. So locus locotoma hina mahina maharna no in a maharna no in a gayina kata. So daddy God Yahweh, so coslovina kata. So locotina katana, we come boldly before your throne of grace, so locina katana. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, so locina katana. This is the name that we address you when we pray, so locos locotina katana in a kata. For locina katana, for alone we are not worthy, so locos locotina katana. Our names are not worthy, so locina katana. If we did not come to the blood in the name of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Solokos Lokoyina Katanda. We wear not our robes of righteousness, Solokoyina Katanda, for our robes is filthy rags, Solokos Lokoyina Katanda, but we wear the robes of the righteousness of your Son, Yeshua, Solokoyina Katanda. And again we cry out and we say, have mercy, Solokoyina Katanda, not only on America, Solokoyina Katanda, but on all the nations of the world, Solokoyina Katanda, where our brothers and sisters in Yeshua are, Solokos Lokoyina Katanda, Baranina Kaslakatina Noyina Katanda, Solokoyina Katanda. Even as your tears stream down my face, I really know in the spirit it is too late, for we have leaders and we of the different nations, and they have sold us to the highest bidders. It is not the people that have called forth this war, it is the governments of the nations that we live under. It is not the people who are the Arikis that are our enemies. It is not the people of Russia or China or North Korea or Germany or France. It is not the people. It is the leaders of the government that sell the people. They use the people to kill one another for their own glory. And this is the way it has always been. So this evening, we cry out to you, Abba Father. Comfort your babies, comfort your brides, your chosen ones and elect, for I pray not out of fear, but we pray out of faith, but all we want to do, Daddy, is hear your voice this day. So locos locotina ina kata, loco ina kata, loco ina kata, paran na mana na kata, so locos locotina katanda. Saharan na no ina kos locotina, mana na na mana, na mana na kos locotina, loco ina kata, loco ina katanda. Saharan na mana na kata, so locos locoto, mana ina kata, so locos locotina. Saharan na na kata locotina, na kos locoto, maharan na mana na haran na no kuya mina hayi ina katina katanda. So locos locotina katanda. I ask, Father, we ask, my husband and I ask, Father, so locos locotina katanda, that you so exceedingly and abundantly bless every single partner, Father God, that is so a financial seed into this ministry, Father, for they put action behind their prayers and they sacrificed, Father. And we ask, Father God, Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that you will protect them and feed them and shelter them, that they will never thirst. And right now, Father God, their DNA is changing, Father God, and when the horrible things come to pass, Father God, They too will walk through the biological or chemical warfare or weapons of warfare, and the bullets will bounce off of them, Father, for they truly will be in a glorified body, Father, for our bodies shall change in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, Father. We thank you, we praise you for this right now, Father. That the angels of the Most Highway and the angels of the Most High of Yahweh and Yeshua are guarding and protecting us, and legions upon legions of legions of legions of legions are coming forth to protect your children, and they will take their wings and they will cover the people that you are going to protect, and the gases will not touch them, and the plagues will not touch them, for this is the vision that you are giving me now, Father. We stand on your word, Abba Father, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We stand on your word, Father God Yahweh. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you will raise up a standard against them. We stand on your word, Father God Yahweh, that the plans you have for us are for good and not for evil. Your word cannot return back to you void. It must do that which it is accomplished to do. We stand on Psalm 91. We hide under the shelter of your wings until the angel of death and plagues and biological and chemical warfare pass over. We hide under the shelter of your wings. Turn their own bullets against them. Turn their own weapons against them. Let the gases fly back in their own faces. And that of their loved ones, we pray. But let not your children be harmed. Just like in the days of the children of Israel, were not harmed when the plagues came. It was your enemies that were harmed. For the blood is on the doorpost, and the Lamb is Yeshua. And we cry out this evening, and we ask for the prophets and the apostles to raise up and to join us, and all those who belong to you, Yahweh and Yeshua, to join us in the spiritual realm right now. You are calling them to their knees, and all over the world right now, they are joining in this prayer, for you, Ruakadash, you are calling them to this prayer, and together our voices is shouting in the spiritual realm, and saying, Satan, you are defeated in the name of Yeshua, by the blood of Yeshua. Father, it is written your children will not be disappointed. We cry out for the babies, the bride, the chosen ones and elect. Protect those that are yours. Let us not have to rely on a gas mask that only gives oxygen for a short time, but change our lungs, change our DNA, change us now, Father God Yahweh, in your name, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray, change us where we'll be able to walk through walls, change us where we'll neither thirst nor or hunger, or be cold or hot, give us the body like you did Yeshua HaMashiach when he rose again. This is the time, this is the hour we are to pray. Change us, Almighty Father God Yahweh. Change us so your Shekinah glory will shine forth out of your children's faces. And let the heathen see what happens when we are blessed of thee. For our brothers and sisters around the world that are in prison, for those that are being tortured even as we pray, we thank you that they do not feel the pains. We thank you for opening the cell doors. We thank you for sending the earth that quakes. Do whatever it takes, but turn the weapons back on the evil one. For we ask this not in our name, but in your Son. We pray not out of fear, for our faith in you is greater than any fear. For you protect those that are yours. We cry out to you, Yahweh, the God that we worship, love, and adore. Father, when the enemy troops come in, your children are going to be totally invisible. The enemies will walk right by, and we will be invisible to their eyes. For we rely on no weapon of warfare to protect us. We rely on you, Yahweh. We rely on you, Yahshua. We rely on the anointing of the Rakadas. We rely on your word that cannot return back to you void. You are Father God Yahweh that cannot lie. We say, come, Yahshua, come. Come gather in your bride. Let not death touch us. Let not the plague touch us. Let not the prisons imprison us. Let not the famines nor droughts harm us. Let us not go without shelter. Let not the cold harm our flesh, or the heat boil our flesh. For we belong to you, Yahweh. We have been sent down to earth to do your will. We are only travelers passing through. Our soul desires return back to you. Our homes are not here on earth. Our home is waiting for us in heaven. But let us accomplish that which you have sent us to do. Help us, Father God Yahweh, to lead souls to Yahshua so they can reach you. Change our DNA this day. Change our lungs, we pray. Where these evil things cannot harm us. Where plagues cannot come upon us. Where death cannot touch us. change our DNA this day, we pray. Before it's too late. Let what my husband seen in that vision truly come to pass. For we will be in a glorified holy body. And nothing in this world will be able to harm us. Bless every person, Father God, who has taken your warnings and told others, no matter how others have scoffed and mocked. And let our loved ones, Father, who don't call you Father, who refuse to speak in the name of Yeshua, see these things happen, and let them fall on their knees, the friends and acquaintances who refuse now to believe. So they can say truly, you are children of Yahweh. Separate the sheep from the goats this day, we pray. Even in a more mighty way. Bless everyone that has stood out against this war. For even the heathens know it is wrong. Even those who serve another God know it is wrong. For truly this is the war, when it says World War III, that will usher in the unholy III. But this will be the war, that will usher in the coming of our Yeshua HaMashiach. Father God Yahweh, I have prayed the way that the Holy Spirit has had me pray. There's anything you want to say, we are silent before you. Please speak to your children if it's your timing. For I am pent up with your words. And still you have not spoken. Help us to reach the bride. Let the bride come forth. Let the 144,000 contact us. For now is the time. In the parable of the 10 virgins. Your bride, we're all together. Bring us together, Almighty Yahweh. Show us how to find them. Show them how to find us. Let the anointing of the Rakadash lead them to us. Is there anything you want to say, Daddy? You are so silent this night. I feel your grief. Your tears roll down my cheeks. And so you are silent. I have praised and sang worship to you. As the Rakadash has commanded me to do, and still you are silent. Yes, Daddy, I shall do that. For you speak to me in that still small voice, and you tell me once again to warn the people of what you showed me of how the world is setting on a powder keg. We will warn them, Daddy. But you're telling me not to tell the people. The fear. Instead, have faith. That this powder keg will not blow up in their face. Daddy God Yahweh, we will obey. Is there anything else, Father God Yahweh? Oh, Daddy God Yahweh, see us. See us weep and see us travail before you. See all those that sigh and cry for the evil our governments do. For the governments were created for the people. And not the people for the government. And we feel so helpless. For the peacemakers are branded enemies of the state. Be them an actor or a singer. No matter what occupation they're in. No matter how famous they were. The enemies. Smear them. Although your word says. And still you remain silent. My child, your labor must continue. For it is not yet time to give birth to the words that I will have locked inside. So still you will travail, and wait on my timing, for I have a reason, my children, why I do not yet speak, and although you feel the birth pangs, of prophecy 71, it is not yet time to deliver it. My daughter, but you shall, but it cannot be too soon, and I guarantee you, my child, it will not be too late. And it is I, my child, that directed under the anointing every word you prayed. For truly it is now the time. And the people's DNA has been changing. Those who I know are my bride. Their bodies have changed. So you know that, and they have not known why. That one breath, that you prayed, will I deny? For first you speak it in the spiritual realm, then you will see it right before your eyes. For all over the world, my children, my true brides, gathered together, and prayed. And when others hear this message, and hear the way that I directed you to pray, then they will join and agree with your prayer. For truly this night has been orchestrated from heaven, and worldwide, your voice has gone out, with the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, and my baby's bride, chosen ones and elect, will be encouraged, and faith will arise where there had been fear. This is what I used you for this evening. This is why this night, your voice they will hear. For I speak forth out of you, the comfort, the crying babies, I speak forth out of you, so they can feel me cradle them in my arms, to reassure them, have more faith in Yahweh, then you have fear. My daughter, you have accomplished that which I have called you to do. You have prayed this prayer under the anointing. You have sought me. You will continue to seek me. And in my training, I will give birth through you. Of a prophetic message. And my sheep will know my voice. But it is not yet time, my daughter. So travail and labor a bit longer. For my timing is perfect. And I have my reason. For truly this evening I had you called a bride forth to gather with you. Those who call themselves my bride. Are now being tested. How many will obey? When they hear the words that I said to you. Solo
Arana nana harana nakata. Soloko sakata. Soloko sakatina nakata. Pasarana nakata. Soloko sakata. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We love and we praise you. We adore you. We thank you for your son, Yahshua. We thank you for the Rakadash. We thank you for gathering us together. We thank you for the promises that you cannot lie. We thank you, Daddy God Yahweh, for the word that's going to be birthed from inside. And your timing. It will be given birth to. Until then, it is like fire shut up in my bones. For your glory, Yahweh. For your glory, Yahshua. In the name of Yahshua, we praise you. We worship you. We love you. We adore you. Thank you for the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. So I could hear what I have heard this night. In the name of Yahshua, we pray. Amen.
Wow, that was an intense anointing. We couldn't even release our hands together after that prayer. And when we did release it, the anointing was still in our hands. Our hands were still numb and tingling a while after that. So that was one of the most intense anointings we've had, holding hands in prayer.